The $1.4 billion 30-meter telescope is slated to be one of the largest and strongest telescopes in the world. TMT International has been courting Mauna Kea as its preferred site for nearly a decade. But Big Island educator and cultural practitioner Kalani Flores opposes the project and considers the mountain to be sacred.
The Mauna Wakea, what has happened, people have forgotten the connection to these places. Decision makers, politicians, developers are ignoring the significance of these places.
Flores is at the center of today's court battle. David Kawila Copper, an attorney with the Native Hawaiian Legal Corporation, is representing Flores in the case.
Well, this case is really about the rights of Native Hawaiians to have a voice in state decision-making when those decisions could affect their cultural resources or Native Hawaiian traditional customary practices.
Back in 2014, the State Board of Land and Natural Resources denied Flores' request for a contested case hearing on the sublease decision. BLNR approved the University of Hawaii's 6-acre sublease to TMT, and Flores appealed to the Environmental Court of the Third Circuit.
And that court invalidated the sublease because this special hearing wasn't held first. And the university and the Board of Land and Natural Resources appealed that decision to the Supreme Court, and that's where we are.
In a separate legal matter, telescope opponents are appealing TMT's construction permit. Brief filings for that case wrap this spring, and the High Court is expected to schedule oral arguments by the end of the year. Not all Native Hawaiians are opposed to the project.
So we are explorers, yeah? We all know that. And it would be appropriate for us to be there when we explore space.
Big Island businessman Richard Ha is a board member for the Native Hawaiian pro-TMT organization PUEO, which stands for Perpetuating Unique Educational Opportunities. Decisions in both cases are not expected anytime soon, which may have a bearing on the project's timeline. TMT's board set an April 2018 deadline to decide on building the telescope in Hawaii or relocating to the Canary Islands. Ha says he isn't worried.
I'm more optimistic than not. I know that April was mentioned as a deadline. However, I also know that they really value Mauna Kea as being the premier site in the world. So that is a big motivating factor for them.
TMT could not confirm whether a decision on the location matter is scheduled for next month. In an emailed statement, they said Mauna Kea is still our preferred site for the 30-meter telescope. Ku'uwehi Hiraishi, HPR News.